Passing those out. Now listen, I want y'all to pay real close attention to this because I finally figured out something that I changed about, I guess maybe 5 years ago, and it made everything fit. I mean everything fit. So we're going to go through this, and what I don't finish tonight, I'll finish it some other time. Now you've heard this many times, so I want you to listen to it very carefully, because this is what's happening right now, and this is something that goes from now to Armageddon. Now, all this hasn't started just yet, but all the things that are happening right there in what's known as the Arab world, actually some of them are Persians, the Arab world is where the 10 toes come from on Daniel's statue, and it's also the land and the area that's mentioned by Ezekiel, but he doesn't call them 10 toes and 10 horns. So I want you to listen to this very carefully because I'm certain of this. And right now over there, you've got all these different people coming together in the Arab world. I'll just call it the Islamic world. You've got all kind of problems going on over up in Russia with the Ukraine. And you've got China acting up for the first time. And the first time they're building a navy, and they've got them an aircraft carrier. And they have some pretty good jets now. So all this stuff's coming together. There's always a degree of confidence that you have when you interpret Scripture. Sometimes I have to interpret Scripture. And it's like, I'm about 80% sure on this, but other times I know that it's correct. Now, if something is wrong with this, I'll tell you later on. But this stuff has come together, and I have tremendous confidence that after Obama leaves office, you're going to see all Hades break loose. They had a survey yesterday, and they got the results back on Fox News. And it asked, they had a choice, how many of you think this is going to happen, and how many of you think this is going to happen? 58% believed that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and 39% said it's going to be okay. Well, I tell you what, it's amazing. This thing is becoming so evident that pretty soon but we're not going to know that Antichrist. And I'll talk about that probably on Saturday, because I've worked it up. I've figured out something else about it. It is extremely interesting, and you won't have any problem understanding it. Now, Antichrist will know it. And I'll talk about that when I get further down, what it is. Because he will have made a UN 3+ year Negev Hudna, that's truce, with God's people of Israel. So when he breaks it, God pours his fury down on Gog, who is Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Who believes that? About one out of every 20 preachers. And the land of Magog, Eurasia, Russia, and China. That's where the Magogites settled, all the way across northern China, all the way across northern Caucasus, north of Afghanistan, north of Iraq, north of way north of Syria, over to the northeast. So those people aren't going to be involved in the initial attack. But the ones that you're going to find in here are exactly where the 10 Arab toes and one Persian toe are gathered now, those horns. This all fits together, and it fits together perfectly. He says, Ezekiel 38:15 to 39:8, "And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company. This is the initial attack by Antichrist, which will occur after Obama leaves office. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know how far long after it will be, but I'll guarantee you it will become evident with the passage of time. And with a mighty army, he's going to have 10 Arab nations that come against Israel. He's going to get them organized. And this has nothing to do with Russia at this time, or China, or Eurasia, or Europe. And thou shalt come against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. Okay. We are in the tail end of the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land, Israel, that the heathen may know me when I shall be sanctified, hagiso, set apart, made evident. People will know that my actions have proven that I am just and that I am God. He says, I am sanctified in thee, O Gog. Now remember, Gog is not a Russian prince. That is a lie that Hal Lindsey started, and others did it before him. And Gog, according to the scripture, is, if Leonard was here, he'd like this one, because the scripture is very clear. It says that he is not the chief prince of Magog. You say, well, he's got to be, because later on it's called Magog. Yeah, further on over it is, but let's look at this. Before their eyes, thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass that at the same time when Gog, well, let's go back over on the other side, because I'll just start over there. And it'll be a whole lot easier if we go down this way. I'm so excited I started off on the wrong side. But what I said, oh my. God shall determine time of Antichrist unveiling. I mean, I am really excited about this because I know it's right. God shall determine the time of Antichrist unveiling when he launches the initial attack against Israel with his 10 horns to drive Israel into the Negev, and then makes a hudna, a truce. You see, all these years I've been up here, I've always had trouble, and I've mentioned it to you. When's this peace going to be? When's this peace going to be? When's this peace going to be? And Leonard asked me about it, and I said, he said, well, nothing seems to happen before in that first 3.5 years. Okay, when's it going to happen? He makes a hudna, which with Israel at Beersheba, which he breaks 3+ years later. That's when the truce occurs. When he requests the land of Magog, Russia, to come down to join him in a final battle, his purpose is to destroy the Jewish state forever, which will be Armageddon. Now, after 40 years up here, I'm certain when that peace occurs. But I never could make it fit like it should. I just kept trying to jam it into place and it wouldn't fit. But this will happen and it will fit. And I got this strictly from Scripture. He says to join him in a final battle. His purpose is to destroy the Jewish state forever, which will be at Armageddon. Okay, here we go. In all the time I've been here, I know for sure that God is in control. And since the day I came here, I have never believed anything except that when God's word says something, I believe it. But if I don't understand it, I try to figure it out. And sometimes after I figure it out, I know exactly why he said it and what he did. You've got to interpret this. You can't just take everything and just put an exclamation point at the end of it. He says, God pulls Antichrist down for initial attack. Israel holds at Beersheba and truce is declared. Okay. So the truce has been declared. The first part of the tribulation period, which you remember that map I've been handing out since 2011. It is following that perfectly. If you've got one, get one and look at it and compare it with this. He says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The Son of God, man," he's talking to Ezekiel, "set thy face against Gog." Do commas mean anything? Sure they do. And comma. Oh, okay, there's a comma there. Then it says, and these are inspired commas, I think. He said, O Gog. Then he tells you who O Gog is, down here below it. O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. But look up here where we are. Against Gog, that's a person. The land of Magog, that's Russia. That's China. That's where the Magogites settled. That's where Josephus said they settled. I'm absolutely positive that's who there is. Now, there's another comma. Comma. So now we can tell who Gog is. Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Prophesy against Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Do you know where Meshach and Tubal were settled when Ezekiel wrote this? I do. My goodness gracious, I put years of research in it. They are where Greater Syria is located right now. I put it in my book. There it is. And I researched that, and I'm sure that's where they were. So Gog is the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I've taught this for 40 years. And he is coming down, and he is Gog. Gog is the Antichrist. There's commas in there. You've got to look at the commas. Hal Lindsey looked at them and just decided he wouldn't pay any attention to them. And he would make, because Hal Lindsey is a lot smarter than I am. And he knew what he was doing. But it sounded a whole lot better to make Gog the chief prince of Russia. And at that time, when Hal Lindsey wrote his books, it looked better than anything else. He said, and prophesy and say against him. Now, God is in control. The Antichrist has tried, I believe, and I think I might show you several places in Scripture, he's tried to do this before. He doesn't want to follow God's time schedule. He wants to follow his own. And God's not going to let him. God's in control, and he will determine when the Antichrist comes down. He says, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back. Well, God's going to turn him back. So he's not going to attack Israel right then. And put hooks into thy jaws. This picture is a man putting prongs like a, remember those old ice pick ice things they used to have? They'd go like that and pick up ice with it. This is like putting one of those things in a hog's mouth, and some wild hog, and you put it in there, and you can pull him along towards you. He won't attack you because you've got a good stakes brace here. He'll have to follow you because I imagine it hurts a lot. In any case, what does he do? And I will bring thee forth and all thine army. God's going to determine when Antichrist come down, not the Antichrist. You say, well, what do you think's been happening? The spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist has been held back, and I'm going to talk about that probably tomorrow, or probably on Sunday. I'm not sure. Probably Sunday. But I'll talk about it eventually. And I'll tell you how this works. And he says, of them clothed with all sorts of swords. Man, this is a big army. We're going to cover who it is pretty quick. All of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now, you've got to take Scripture when it was written, read what it says, and then you've got to say this if you want to interpret it correctly. I've heard people interpret this, and I never heard such a bunch of garbage in my life, what they said it was. But I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a fully equipped army. A big army that is fully equipped with modern weapons. Not the specific ones mentioned here, but these were the modern weapons of Ezekiel's day. Suppose he had said Tommy Hawk missiles. Suppose he had said, shoulder held F7s. Suppose he had said T-25 tanks. Suppose he had listed all these things. God was capable of it. God's Spirit was capable of it. But what would those people think? This was for them. And it would seem that anybody ought to have enough sense to realize that God's not going to have him write that, because nobody would believe it and they would laugh him to scorn. So God had him write this. You say, well, that's not what it is, so that's not what God means. That's crazy. That's absolutely insane. And you just can't talk some people out of it. I had one old boy was going to have a fight with me down in southern Louisiana about it. The preacher hadn't been bigger than he was. He probably would have. Because I said that these weren't the weapons that they were. This was a modern army. So, I don't know. I don't like preaching much in Louisiana. And in my condition, I sure don't like preaching there much anymore. He said, be thou prepared. And prepare for thyself, thou and thy company that are assembled with thee, and be a guard to them. He said, you better be a guard to these people. Better be a guard to them. Who's he talking about? Persia, that's Iran. Ethiopia, that's Sudan. Libya, that's Libya. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, Hal Lindsey put that up in Germany. That's crazy. Gomer was settled down there in the Middle East at the time that book was written. And all his bands, all of his descendants, all of these are Arabs. The house of Togarmath, that was Turkey. Gomer was up in Turkey, I think, alongside him. Of the north quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. That is the initial attack when God decides to put his hooks in the jaws of Antichrist and pull him down. Well, what's going to happen? Let's see. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled with thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land as he brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have all been always waste. Well, they're not waste now. Why? But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. I guarantee you, this chief prince of Meshach and Tubal is going to be a lot smarter than anybody else on this earth, except Michael the archangel and God. And shall dwell safely, all of them. Why? You know why Israel keeps fighting with Gaza? Because they've got a bunch of sophists over there. I don't know why Obama and the rest of them don't tell people that, but it's true. They're as bad as as ISIS. I knew about that for years. Salafist. Do you know who runs down there and starts rocks and shooting at Israel every time they have a treaty or agreement? Listen, most of those people in Hamas, including many of the terrorists, were ready to quit that a long time ago. However, every time they'd agree with Israel over in Egypt, they'd come back, and within a day, Salafists, boom, 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 boom. I kept reading reports and in between lines on the thing. That's who was going over there. Finally, the other forces in Gaza, there's several of them over there, they told the Salafists, we're going to kill you if you don't stop that. And then it stopped. You say, well, how do you know that? That's what they've done every time. Go back and check all that in the paper. Look it up for yourself. Every time that's what happens. But this old boy that comes in there, they're going to be worshiping him. And the old boy comes in there and takes over as the Antichrist, nobody's going to dare cross his will when he comes into power, and they're not going to shoot anything into Israel. You say, I don't believe that. Well, I can understand why you don't believe it. But I'm going to guarantee you that they won't. And I'm going to guarantee you that while he has this Hudna, He will build up a caliphate all the way across to Indonesia, where they have all that deep trenches and stuff. That's Islamic. All the way across to French Morocco, just Morocco. And then after 3 years, he's going to be ready. Now remember what happened the first time. He says, be thou prepared quickly, and I will turn thee back. He says, it shall come, and thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land and all thy bands and many people with me. Thus saith the Lord God. It shall come to pass at the same thing shall things come into my mind, and shall think an evil thought came out of the backside of his mind. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. Do you know when Ezekiel wrote this, that every house had a wall around it on the top? And do you know that every one of them that was worth anything, and if they had the ability to do it, they had a wall around the actual house itself that they could get down behind and shoot arrows from. So, and when they started that wall over there, it looked to me like they were going to fill it. Like they're going to build it. Well, suppose they do. But they haven't. They've stopped. Well, who are they walling in? They're walling in the Palestinians. When that wall's finished, they'll have a wall all the way around the Palestinians. What'll they have around Israel? Nothing. And down from the north, right along the Jordanian coast, here'll come the Antichrist. And on the other side, right along the Mediterranean coast, here'll come good old Antichrist. You say, well, you don't know that. Yes, I do. Because I know military tactics, and I'm telling you, a man would be a fool not to do that. I will go to them that are at rest and dwell safely. They have been for 3+ years. You say, well, surely they'll realize that they can't trust them. You know what Israel's been through for the last 48 years? Lord, I've lived through a large part of it and was over there doing some of it. And I'm going to tell you, they got the jitters. They have never had peace for 3+ years. They're going to get the idea, well, we've turned this Negev into something great, and they will have. All the technology they have, when they come down here, they'll build it right back up. They'll be perfectly happy, and they'll think they've got safety. He says, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. What's he coming down for? To take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited? Well, now they're inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. Well, who in the world is that? That's Israel. And they have been gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. I saw all kind of cattle down there, all kind of goods, all kind of produce, all kind of vegetables. You'll have the same thing down in the Negev, and you won't have any rockets. And for the first time, 3 years, they've never had 3 years of peace. Sheba and Dedan, you know who that is? Well, I'll tell you who it is. Absolutely. This thing on where they were at the time this was written, I have killed myself trying to figure that thing out, and I have spent hours, days on it. And I have to be objective. I can't just pick out something and twist it. Sheba and Dedan. That is Saudi Arabia. And that is that's all those around that little coast of the Saudi Arabia. And over just across the shore of the Red Sea. And the merchants of Tarshish, who is that? Well, that's Europe. You say, well, how do you know that? Because the merchants of Tarshish went all around the European coast and traded with goods even before the days of Ezekiel. And they had established little villages all along the coastal section of Europe. And they spread inland and populated, and they had a headquarters right in Spain, on the northeastern corner of Spain, and it was a marvelous place with many ships. The Tarsians were the sailors. Well, here's what they're going to say. These people are scared to death. They'll join his caliphate lickety-split. He says, to take away cattle and goods, take a great spoil. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God. Now, many of God's writings are facetious. I mean, they're the truth. But he's actually jabbing them a little. The day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shalt thou not know it? Well, why would he make a statement like that? Because they have had a peace treaty with him for over 3 years. Don't you know you're at peace with him? But they're going to be caught flat-footed. I've lived long enough now. I'll die. I want to die anytime God wants to take me. I have enjoyed this ride. It's been a long ride for me. And finally, it all has come together. And if God wants to leave me here, that's fine. But if he wants to take me, that's fine too. I've done what I was supposed to do. Now, I've already covered the first part here. Antichrist will know it because it will have a UN 3+ year Negev Hudna with God's people of Israel. That's why he'll know it. So when he breaks it, God and the land of Magog, that's Eurasia, Russia, and China, will be called down by the Antichrist. Ezekiel 38:15-39:18. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. That's Russia, that's China, that's all the Arab nations, that's Europe, that's the whole cotton-picking bunch. By that time, they're all a part of that caliphate. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land, and that the heathen may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee. This, saith the Lord God, art he of whom I have spoken in old times by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them. They know all about this. They understand it. Israel does. And it shall come to pass that at the time when God, remember who he is, chief prince of Meshach, shall come into the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, that for my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath which I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. You know when this is? This is when he calls down all these nations, and this is when the actual vials of wrath begin to be poured out after the seventh trump. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking of the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. This is on the face. This is the great shaking, the last great earthquake in the book of Revelation. And the mountains shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him through all my mountains, saith the Lord God. And every man's sword shall be against his brother. They get so confused when all this stuff is happening, according to Zechariah, that they start fighting each other. It's over in the last chapter of Zechariah. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. Man, this is going to be the battle of Armageddon Royal. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones. They're hailstones. They're not stones of ice, because you got fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. He says it again. This isn't Russia, but he calls them down. And I will turn thee back, aha, and leave but the sixth part of thee. Remember over in Isaiah, the last chapter, they're all trying to get back. They're going, all of them are trying to get back to bring the Israelis, all of them home from wherever they are. That's when this happens. And will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. They'll get shook out of there, and I don't know, millions are going to be killed. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, and thou and on all thy bands and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field. But for I have spoken it, saith the Lord. Now what's going to happen to the rest of us? And I will send a fire on Magog. The Antichrist isn't Magog. It's the land of Magog. He sends it on the land of Magog. He doesn't have a great fire come down from heaven and get the prince of Russia. It never does say in here he's the prince of Russia. Why haven't people changed it? Because all of them have told us that the prince, that the Gog is the prince of Russia. Why? Well, because they didn't know any better. And the truth of the matter is, they don't want anybody to find out about it. I wonder sometimes how much these people really know God. How much? What do you want? Money? Fame? Attention? Recognition? Praise? This is what I want right here. You say, well, you should have wanted more. What did Jesus get? They crucified him. What did Paul get? They beheaded him. I tell you, this is something that people rush into in the ministry and they think, oh, I can handle it. You can't handle it. I can't handle it. But only God can handle it. Until you realize that, you're not good to yourself or anybody else. And I will send a fire on Magog. That's the land of Magog. Has to be Magog. They looked at that and they said, well, that means Gog. It means Magog, the land of Magog. That's why they put the two commas in there. And among them that dwell carelessly in the isles. Those are the isles of the Mediterranean, but I wouldn't hesitate to say that, I don't have to hesitate. I know what's going to happen to the islands in the Pacific. I know what's going to happen to all of them. They're all volcanic. And they shall know that I am the Lord. We already know it. But I guarantee you we won't have any more doubt about it when all this cuts loose. Because God used the earth to destroy the earth and flood it. And I know exactly how he did it. When he first said it, I believed it. When I went to Arkansas Tech, they hadn't discovered it yet. So I went over there and I sat there and I talked about it. So I asked one of the teachers one of those days, I said, what do you know about springs on the ocean seafloor, fountains on the ocean seafloor? He said, they aren't any out there. So I went and asked the head of the geology department. No, there aren't any out there. I said, they have to be out there. I said, there's got to be meteoric water down there. I was a professional meteorologist. They were just geologists. They didn't know zip about it. And I'd never read about it. But I said, they have to be out there whenever the cracks open, meteoric air has to be released. Meteoric water has to be released. I said, there have to be springs out there. No, there weren't. Then all of a sudden, about 2 years later, they discovered the first springs. And then that they knew they were down there, they began sending bells down there like mad. Those cracks are literally filled with bubbling things that come up that have water in it. You see, I am one of these fellows that believes everything God says. But in addition to that, I want to know from God, how are you going to do that? And you know, I have